We're joined by the head football coach at Clemson. He's now entering his 10th full season as Tigers head coach. He's led Clemson to a national championship and 7 straight double-digit win seasons. Named National Coach of the Year pretty much too many times to count now. Clemson opens up its season against Furman on September 1st. Dabo Swinney is my guest. Dabo, good morning. Nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing today, Jim?
Doing great. Doing great. Listen, one of the things I admire most about you is you're always fired up. You're always ready to go. We're about a week out from the start of the season. You've got a ton of talent coming back, Dabo. How excited are you about this group and seeing what this group can do?
Oh, I'm super excited. This is the most veteran team that I've had, you know, since I've been the head coach here. And so it's just, you know, a lot of guys that have had a lot of success, a lot of guys that really know what it takes, and just tremendous leadership and character. And, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, we've put in a lot of work since January. Everybody gets excited for the season. But, you know, now's the time where you better be excited back in January and February and March and all the way through the summer, because, you know, that's what leads to success this time of year. And our guys have put in the work. And so I'm excited to see them, you know, get out on the field and hopefully get some fruits of their labor.
Dabo Swinney, my guest. So let me cut right to the chase. When you have the kind of success that I mentioned right off the top, it seems like the natural inclination every single year is to think national championship or bust. Is that how you personally see it? Is anything less than a national championship now a disappointing season?
Yeah, and it's not for me, Jim. I've never gone into a season with that mindset. I really haven't. Our goals are the exact same as they've been since 2009 when I got the job, you know, and they haven't changed. And I set those goals up to allow us to compete at the highest level, because I felt like that eventually we would be able to build a program that could do that. And, you know, and they haven't changed. And we want to win the opener. We want to win our division. We want to win the state championship. We want to win the ACC, and we want to win the closer. So that's really what we focus on, and whatever comes after that and beyond that, hey, we can live with it. But you know, we've won this league 3 times in a row, and we've been in the playoff 3 times in a row. So we just really focus on that. And you know, if we can win our division and have a chance to play for this league, then you have a bigger opportunity. So there's nothing in our building that says win the national championship, because you know that there's some subjectivity to that too. I mean, you could have a great season and maybe you don't get in the playoff. But for me, I just measure each team. Or you might have a really, really committed team, a great team. Maybe you have a couple critical injuries and that maybe affect the scoreboard. But that doesn't mean that your guys weren't incredibly selfless and committed and played with great effort and heart. So I measure it differently than that. I think that if that's the way you go about it, you know, you're going to spend a lot of years miserable. So it's certainly the ultimate accomplishment, but I think that's a byproduct of just the daily focus and daily commitment and just the goals that we try to seek to achieve every year.
Clemson head football coach Dabo Swinney is my guest. You know, I look at your team, and defensively, especially that defensive line, Dabo, it looks great. It looks about as good as I've ever seen there, just from where I'm sitting. I want to ask you about Christian Wilkins. He came on the show last October. I got to be honest, I love the guy. I love his personality. I love exactly what he's all about. What does he mean to you and to your program?
Yeah, he is awesome. I mean, I wish everybody had a chance to really get to know him. I mean, he is one of the most dynamic young people that I've ever been around, and he's been that way since we recruited him. He went to a boarding school up at Suffield Academy up in Connecticut, you know, from the 9th grade on. Very independent, very mature. Just loves to have fun. He's got a huge personality, but I'm gonna tell you what, and a lot of times people see that, got kind of that gregarious side of him, but he is a grinder. He loves to work, number one. And he loves to be coached, and he loves to lead. He loves to take the young guys and teach them. It's just really cool to see a guy like him because he is a great player, but to see him and just how he goes about his business on a daily basis and serving his teammates and just so many people in the community. He graduated in 2.5 years. He's working on a master's degree. I mean, he's a very unique guy, and you know, one of the best I've ever been around. And he plays three technique for us, but he also made All-American as a defensive end a couple years ago. So a lot of people don't know that, remember that about him, but that just shows the versatility that he has as a defensive lineman. And he's got an incredible future. No doubt he's going to have a great year.
Clemson head football coach Dabo Swinney, my guest. You know, Dabo, when you look at it, it's been really a tough offseason for college football with the issues at Maryland and Ohio State, to name a couple of spots. When you look at the state of the sport overall, what kind of thoughts do you have personally?
The state of the sport? Well, I think that, you know, college football is such a special opportunity for so many people, just provides so much opportunity and joy to lots of people, and that hasn't changed. I think that, you know, we just live in a world today where you know, there's just so much exposure, and you know, I think the game is great. It's probably as good as it's ever been. I think there's so much good, but you know, in the world we live in today with social media and all that stuff, you know, the bad really gets exposed, and I think that's really good. And that's one of the great things about social media is it exposes the bad and quickly. And but it's also, you know, a bad at times, because then people can paint with a broad brush, and you know, and now it's all bad, but it's not. You know, there's 20 years ago there was bad things that happened. 20 years from now there's going to be bad things that happen, because you have people involved, and you know, there's always going to be mistakes and disappointments and so forth, bad decisions. You know, as far as just the sport itself, I think it's a great sport, provides so many opportunities for so many people, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And just try to do everything we can every day to focus on just doing the right things here at Clemson. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to develop our guys on and off the field, and you know, help create opportunities in life, you know, through their experience here.
You know, I do appreciate your thoughts on that. I'd like to ask you one quick follow-up. I know you're focused on your program, Dabo. I know you're focused on Furman next Saturday. Does it feel to you like there might be some programs where winning has been prioritized over the players and the values of a school?
You know, I really just try to stay focused on us. I'm sure that, you know, that's the case maybe in certain places. You know, I mean, you never know. I can only focus on what I'm dealing with on a daily basis. I mean, I've experienced in my past or have known of situations where, you know, you're just like, well, man, they don't really love the guys. You know, it's more the love of winning. And I've just, ever since I've had this job, I've just always focused on, you know, really, I mean, I want to win as bad as anybody, but I'd rather lose trying to do it right, you know, than to win knowing that you didn't. And that's just kind of the way I've built the program, the philosophy that I've had here, and I just want to just love our players. And, you know, it's always going to be some setbacks and things like that, but, you know, for us, I just want to make sure that these guys have the opportunity to go be successful when the air goes out of the ball, and that's how we've done everything in our program. So I hope that most programs are that way. I can only speak to the one that I'm involved with, but I'm sure that there are programs out there where, you know, it's just all about winning. But you know, I can't do anything but focus on where I am.
Talking to Clemson head football coach Dabo Swinney. Dabo, I noticed a few weeks back you had a chance to catch a pass from Brett Favre. Now, I know that's something you wanted to do for quite some time. What was it like when that finally happened?
That was pretty cool. You know, I'd always wanted to meet him, and he was great. He did a good job with our team, was very transparent with him. But to be able to just play a little pitch and catch with Brett Favre was pretty cool. And I didn't really know what to expect, but I quickly figured out he could still sling it. That ball was humming out of his hand quickly, so that was pretty cool and a neat experience for me.
You know, you mentioned really quickly that he was pretty transparent with your guys. What was his message to your guys?
He just talked about, you know, really just enjoying where they are, and you know, talked about, you know, what it takes to be your best, and you told a lot of stories about you know, his experiences And, you know, he just kind of was a guy that always felt like he had something to prove, and how that fueled him. And it was really good. I mean, he just did a great job of relating to the guys. And then, you know, the guys kind of took it from there, because we kind of opened it up and did a Q&A. And it was kind of neat to see him just interact with our guys with the questions that they had. So it was cool. But bottom line, I mean, he was just talking about, you know, you got to put the work in. And, you know, you've got to – there's no shortcuts. And doesn't matter what you've done last year. Doesn't matter what you've done the last 10 years. You know, it's all about where you are in the moment and trying to maximize that opportunity. So he was right on point in so many ways.
All right, so what kind of a play did he draw for you, and how's your route running these days?
Well, my boys would probably tell you my route running is not quite as good as it used to be, but I beg to differ. I'm just a little slower, but my double move is still right on point. we just kind of threw pat and go, and that was about it. But it was fun. His first two or three balls were a little wobbly. I think he was checking my hands out, and then he started tightening the spiral up after that. So it was good.
There it is. Head football coach at Clemson, Dabo Swinney, my guest. We do it every single year. They open up their season against Furman on September 1st. Dabo, I appreciate you and your time, and it's always nice to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
You got it. Hey, good to be with you, and all the best.
All the best, Dabo. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Dabo Swinney, head coach at Clemson, joining us, and as I mentioned, does pretty much every single year, especially when the year starts. So expectations are very, very high there. I liked his answer quite a bit about, yeah, listen, we've had a lot of success here, but there's so much that goes into any given year. I mean, it's not really fair to say national championship or bust. National championship, I mean, yeah, you're in it to win it, and you set out every single year to win a national championship, but there's so many factors, and as he points out, it is subjective. You know, what if you have a year, we have a number of injuries, but you guys continue to grind and they work and they get as much as they possibly can and you don't win a national championship? Is it a failure?